So let's talk a little bit about CLL, a lot going on there also. In your paper, you talked about all the new B-cell receptor signaling inhibitors that we'll get into, but maybe we can start out talking about your 76-year-old lady.
Sure. So 76-year-old woman who was initially diagnosed, as most patients are these days, with an incidental finding on a complete blood count, a lymphocytosis that's further worked up, flow cytometry, with some cytogenetics, confirm a diagnosis of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. This patient was initially evaluated with fluorescence in situ hybridization and found to have an isolated 13q deletion. This is the most common cytogenetic finding in CLL, and thankfully the one associated with the most indolent biology and the most favorable natural history. And oftentimes these patients can simply be observed in the absence of clinical indications. And sure enough, she was. And we observed her for multiple years, over 5 years. She could be observed with gradually progressing lymphocytosis, no significant cytopenias. She then developed more abrupt onset development of progressive lymphocytosis, lymphadenopathy, developed some fatigue, and blood counts showed that she was now developing some anemia and thrombocytopenia. This change in clinical behavior prompts question of whether there's been some evolution in the disease. And sure enough, we resent her fluorescence in situ hybridization, and she'd acquired a 17p deletion secondarily. So she now had a 13q and a 17p deletion, which predicts her more aggressive natural history.
Incidentally, in terms of this issue of evolution, clonal evolution, is it your approach to refish anybody who you're going to change therapy on with CLL?
I do recommend that. Nowadays, we know that there are differential responses to treatments based on the cytogenetic profile, and we know that the disease can evolve over time. So I certainly would. And certainly, if the progression is nodal as opposed to in the peripheral blood, always important to do a biopsy of rapid nodal progression, because that could denote a Richter's transformation to diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, which would be treated quite differently.
Globally, what percent of patients roughly present with 17p, and what percent of patients acquire it?
It's a small minority that present with it at baseline, less than 10%. But among patients who have relapsed or refractory disease, that incidence is much higher. Close to a quarter or more of patients in the relapsed refractory setting will have a 17p deletion.
And from the point of view of responses to treatment, does it make a difference whether it's presenting primarily or later on in the disease in terms of, for example, lack of response to chemo and response to biologics such as ibrutinib or venetoclax?
It does. So a 17p deletion, either at diagnosis or relapse, predicts chemotherapy resistance. Now, oftentimes, these patients will achieve a response to something like FCR chemotherapy, but it is typically a partial response and a short-lived response. And so based on that, in the initial setting, we do now recommend ibrutinib as initial treatment for patients with 17p deleted CLL, even if they are young and fit, because even the young and fit patient is unlikely to have a durable remission from FCR.